Forever Dog.
You all know me, it's Ben Acker, co-creator of the Thrilling Adventure Hour. I'm here in the feed today to let you know that I've written a book, a collection of campfire tales, ghost stories, and spooky ukes for kids, but also not for kids, for you guys, really. It's called Stories to Keep You Alive Despite Vampires, and it couldn't be more for you adventure-cateers, and that's why I'm here. I wanted to share it with you first. If it's your thing, do me a favor and pre-order a copy. Apparently, pre-ordering makes a big difference in the publishing world. Grab yourself a copy, and why stop there, frankly? This is a book for the weird kids and Halloween adults in your life. You can pre-order Stories to Keep You Alive Despite Vampires at Amazon or at your local bookshop, online or in person. Oh, guess what? I just got a new Bitly link, if that's your speed. Bitly.com/despitevampires. That'll take you to a site that gives you options to pre-order from wherever you like, but probably not your local bookstore. I'm pretty damn proud of this book, and I love you guys, and appreciate all your support over the years. I honestly couldn't be more excited than to have a WorkJuice player read you one of the pieces from Simon & Schuster's future bestseller, Stories to Keep You Alive, Despite Vampires. Here's Padgett Brewster with a story called Diagnosis Wolf.
Hello, my name is Padgett Brewster, and today I'm going to be reading a short story by one of my favorite authors, Ben Acker, from the book Stories to Keep You Alive Despite Vampires. Let's take a look at that book. Oh. This story is called Diagnosis Wolf. Ava went to visit her doctor.
"What seems to be troubling you, young lady?" asked Dr. Grish.
"I got bit by this creature," Ava sighed. She was 12. And preferred not to be called young lady. She showed him a fading bite mark on her arm. It was like a wolf, but it walked standing up on two legs.
The doctor nodded. Happens.
And ever since then, on every full moon, I get this sensation like I'm ripping out of my skin, and then it all goes dark. I wake up, mostly in fields. Often I'm covered in blood. Once I was lying on the dead body of a deer.
Well, that all seems like it would be pretty disturbing.
Good, said Ava. That means I'm telling it right.
Dr. Grish sat and thought. He crossed his legs very tightly.
My, Ava started to say something else, but the doctor held up a wait a sec finger.
Dr. Grish tapped on his lips while puffing up his cheeks. He exhaled. He shook his head and clucked his tongue, then clicked his teeth. He made a real show of thinking for a good 2 minutes. It ended with a whistle that said he was all out of ideas.
Gee, I just don't know. Maybe you're getting some details wrong. He looked her up and down. It's usually diet. Could be allergies or puberty or a combination.
He poked at his temple playfully with a pencil. Anyway, I'd like to run a few tests. He took out plastic medical containers of various sizes.
Hang on, said Ava, confused. You're about to do tests on me in case I'm wrong about what I said.
Exactly. Let's find out what it probably is instead of what you think.
That's the thing, explained Ava. I started to say I know what it is. My mom told me.
Is she a doctor? The doctor asked.
Ava explained that her mother saw Ava turn into a giant creature, like a wolf, but like the thing that bit her, this one, the one that Ava turned into, walked standing up.
The doctor made thinking sounds again with his tongue and teeth.
No, he shook his head.
No? Asked Ava. No, what? What no?
Not no, said the doctor. Not definitely no. Just most probably not. Most definitely not, if I'm honest. Like, for now, no. Pending tests, I'm not prepared to run, no.
She took pictures, Ava said. She showed Dr. Grish the series of pictures that captured her transformation into a great hairy beast.
Inconclusive, he shook his head.
This is the conclusion, Ava held up the last picture where she was a giant lupine creature. I just don't want to hurt anyone. I don't want to do to someone else what was done to me.
I don't want to be this wolf thing.
Which is it? Asked Dr. Grish. You just listed three things you don't want. Your story keeps changing. How am I supposed to make heads or tails of any of it?
Wait, said Ava. When I said I was bit by a standing up wolf, you said that happened. So when does that happen? To whom?
Now, Ava, Ava interrupted. Young lady, I cannot discuss the diagnoses of some patients with others.
Some of your patients have this? Then why couldn't I have it?
Oh, okay. Oh, you? Oh, a young lady? A wolf man? Oh, now I've heard everything.
But why not? She asked.
Well, the wolf man condition only affects men. Women and girls especially are too...
Dr. Grish flapped his hands open and shut near his eyes and made high-pitched squeaks.
But, Ava started, it just wouldn't take, the doctor concluded.
Is there a treatment for it if it would? She asked, watching the sunset outside.
It wouldn't, but yes, there's a treatment I give to the men that get it. Couldn't be easier. It's a vitamin, really. You take it right before the full moon. Not you, you understand. Men.
Could I try it just once and see? She asked.
That wouldn't be ethical, would it? He asked, the moon rising behind him.
Trust me, she said. It would be worth it.
Sorry, but trusting patients isn't what they teach you at doctor school, Dr. Grish said.
Ah, look at that. Moon's up already. Full moon, too.
Now, let's have you take these tests, and if you're really sweet, I'll give you a lollipop after. Would you like that, young lady?
They were his very last words.
This has been an excerpt of Ben Acker's Stories to Keep You Alive Despite Vampires, read by Paget Brewster. Thank you, Paget. Additional thanks to Jordan Katz, Charlie James, and me, Hal Lublin. Thanks also to you, as always, for listening. Please visit bit.ly/despitevampires to pre-order your copy of Stories to Keep You Alive Despite Vampires today.
Forever!
This has been a Forever Dog production. Executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey. For more original podcasts, please visit foreverdogpodcasts.com and subscribe to our shows on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Keep up with the latest Forever Dog news by following us on Twitter and Instagram @ForeverDogTeam and liking our page on Facebook.